As part of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package known as the American Rescue Plan that President Biden signed earlier this month, more than $130 billion will directly fund state and local governments. In Ulster County, the city of Kingston is on tap to receive nearly $18.7 million. I spoke with Kingston Mayor Steve Noble about his plans for the funds.
So for us, what we're going to be doing is putting together what we're calling our Kingston Economic Recovery Plan. We're going to work with our city staff, our city departments, our stakeholders and organizations in the community, as well as the public, to craft a comprehensive plan so that we can best recover and use these funds to mitigate all of the terrible effects of the pandemic, but also make sure that our community is as ready for the hopeful economic recovery as possible, because we really want to be able to make sure that we come out of this recession that we had for that period of time and really recognize that we need to be able to move forward in a very positive way in our community. And this funding will really help us make sure that no community is left behind and that those in our communities are taken care of to the best of our ability.
You know, I've noticed over the past, 6 to 8 months or something, that your city's put out a bunch of surveys for input. Is this kind of that same thing, but you're focused on, are you focused on small businesses in the community, nonprofits? Where would the focus be?
Yeah, and so that's one of the things that we are, we're looking at. The American Rescue Plan has so many pools of funds in it, not just the state and local aid, but everything from restaurants assistance to direct assistance to families and to our children. So we're going to look to see, you know, is there any areas of our community and our sectors that were missed where we could use our state and local aid to make a difference. But we also recognize that there are things that a municipality can do, everything from sewer to broadband to, moving forward with initiatives to kind of have healthier and safer parks for people to play in and recreate in. And that's why we want to be able to make sure that our plan has as much community input as possible and that we're able to kind of work together like we have with all of our other projects. We're not treating this any different. We're thinking of this as one big grant, and we want to be able to, have a good public planning session so that when we come up with a plan, it's something that the whole community can get behind.
Is there something, though, is there a particular project or initiative that when you knew the money was coming, you thought, oh, great, we can restart that now? Is there anything kind of put on the shelves that you can turn to again?
You know, I think before we get our hopes up on any specific project, you know, we really are awaiting the rules that the Treasury Department are going to roll out that really will define more directly what we can and can't spend the money on. And so we're trying not to get our hopes up yet on any specific project until we actually have a much better understanding of what we can and can't spend the money on. But I do know that we have, as a community, lots of wish lists from everything from infrastructure projects to support projects that we just, but we want to wait and see the final numbers before we make any determinations.
Yes, and I spoke with Congressman Delgado recently, and he said that, you know, there will be a lot of flexibility in how you can use it, because a question came up about, you know, plugging those budget shortfalls that everyone had. And he said, yeah, so will any of this go toward any budget shortfall? Where are you in the budget?
Yeah, so we have we did have shortfalls in our budget in a variety of different places, and also not knowing what this year was going to bring, we also slashed our budget by almost 10%. In various different departments. And so we're definitely going to look at that and have that be a part of the mix of this recovery plan, is trying to make sure that our taxpayers and all of the city services that we provide and all of our frontline workers are able to be kind of included as part of this, because, you know, there were positions that we had to eliminate, there were positions that we didn't backfill because of the budget concerns. So that is also going to be a part of this mix, and we were happy to see that there could be funding for shortfalls to our budget. But I will have to say that our local businesses have really come together, and they are really doing the best they can to survive this pandemic, and we have not faltered as a community as much as other places. Our businesses have really been resilient, and so our sales tax numbers have been somewhat rebounded from the very early days of the pandemic, and so that's a really good sign.
Do you have any figures on your fingertips?
Yeah, so in the end, our sales tax during the first few months of the pandemic were down almost 40% from prior years. But in the end, by the end of the year, we came out a little less than 1% below in our sales tax numbers. And again, the final checks are still coming in, but we basically broke even by the end of the year in sales tax. We had lots of other revenue losses, but from a sales tax perspective, we actually made out, okay by the end of 2020.
New York State is receiving about $12.6 billion separately from local governments. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.